Governor Doug Ducey toured the border near Yuma yesterday with U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, who continued to claim, quote, there is a crisis occurring on the border today, end quote, according to the Arizona Republic. As the first Arizona National Guard troops deployed to the area, Nielsen said the number of apprehensions of undocumented immigrants in that sector was, quote, too high, and that the administration must act immediately.
But not every Republican politician on the border agrees on the problem. Sheriff Mark Napier of Pima County was initially reticent when President Trump announced he would send National Guard troops to our border with Mexico, but he said he welcomed the support. There has been debate about whether this move is necessary right now. While the governor and others have cited statistics that show apprehensions in March were almost three times higher than they were in that month last year, overall, the number of migrants attempting to cross the border illegally is at a 47-year low. I took that question to Sheriff Napier, and I asked him why, in light of that, he's welcoming the support of the National Guard there now.
Well, I think the apprehensions is an illegal immigration issue, which I'm absolutely disinterested in. That's a federal problem. We know that the opioid crisis is a public health emergency, so declared by our governor in the state of Arizona and the president of the United States. The flow of illegal drugs coming up from the border, transnational crime threats, human trafficking, public safety issues are not on a decline, but rather to some degree on a rise. So I see it as an augmentation of public safety much more than I do from the federal immigration aspect. The president talks excessively about illegal immigration. I'm more interested in public safety. I'm interested in transnational crime threats and threats to public safety in Pima County. And undeniably, the porous border creates a public safety problem for the people of my county. So I welcome additional resources to interdict bad actors coming across the border, and there are plenty of those.
You've called what's happening in your county a human rights tragedy. Can you describe for us what's happening there right now and how your deputies play a role, like when someone calls 911 because migrants are lost in the desert?
Well, that's a great point. I speak out about this because it's something I'm very passionate about, and I think is really lost in the political rhetoric coming out of Washington, D.C., and even somewhat locally, is the porous border tacitly encourages people to come across the border undocumented into the deserts of Pima County. And there's environmental hazards there, which, of course, in the desert are undeniable. I mean, we're going to be up in 90 degrees, and the vastness of the desert creates an environmental challenge. But they're also victimized by bandits, coyotes, and the drug lords on the other side of the border that control these pathways into the United States. Unfortunately, a good many of these people end up dying in our desert. My deputies recover about 150 bodies a year in the deserts of Pima County, and those are only the bodies that we recover. We'll absolutely never know how many people are dead out there or what befell these people. And to me, that's a human rights tragedy, and we need to speak more forcefully about that. I mean, people are making desperate decisions. If your family were impoverished, if your family were in danger from drug lords, and you lived in Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, or Mexico, you might make a similar decision that some of these people are making as the attempt to come here for a better life. Our immigration system is broken. That's a political problem that should be addressed in Washington, D.C. But many of these people are making desperate decisions, and because of environmental peril or being the victims of criminality, these people are dying in our deserts, and we need to look at securing the border to prevent that activity that is very dangerous.
So it sounds like you have the same goals as many of the people in this administration, as the president, in terms of securing the border, but it sounds like maybe for very different reasons. Like you said, the rhetoric that you're talking about with the human rights tragedy is very different than what we hear from the Trump administration. Do you think that they're missing the point? Do you think that immigration and the illegal trafficking of people who come across that border is a problem in itself?
Well, I'll make a lot of Republicans. I am a Republican sheriff. I'll make a lot of Republicans mad, but I absolutely think the discourse out of Washington, D.C. is getting in the way. We need to secure the border for three reasons. It is a public safety problem. That is undeniable. No one can argue that the porous border creates a public safety problem. It's a national security problem because we frankly don't know who's coming through the border. In the era of international terrorism and other transnational threats, that's not a good thing. It is a national security issue, and it's also a human rights problem. And we need to caption it from that way. We speak too much about illegal immigration, and vilifying our neighbors to the south. Mexico is not our enemy. They're not our enemy. They're our trading partner. They're our neighbor. And many people are making desperate decisions to come here. Should they do so legally? Absolutely. But should that legal process make more sense? Absolutely. We're now arguing what constitutes a wall. I'm not interested in that dialogue at all. What I'm interested in is securing the border for the three reasons I mentioned.
Do you think a wall would accomplish that?
Well, define a wall. You and I, if the president would ever say these words, I would fall out of my chair. A wall's an analogous term. A wall could mean technology. A wall could mean physical barriers. A wall could mean human resources or a blend of all of those things. There are places where physical barriers make absolute sense, and they're good tools to help secure the border. There are other places where technology is a much better tool, and we should use technology in those areas. And there are places where we could do better interdiction with human resources. But we need a thoughtful, eclectic approach to this problem. A wall is an interesting soundbite, but that is all it is. It is not public policy. And the international border is about 1,980 linear miles. If you started the wall in my office here in Tucson, Arizona, and kept going east, that wall would terminate somewhere outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. Does that seem feasible to anybody? The term, the constant term, the wall, the wall, the wall, is getting in the way of real solutions.
So having these troops that will be or are on their way to the border, what do you think they can accomplish in terms of increasing security? You mentioned they may be helpful in helping to stop the drug trafficking that's coming across right now.
Well, they're certainly going to be able to free up some of the enforcement assets of the Border Patrol. So, for example, if you had an enforcement agent of the Border Patrol monitoring a camera, well, now we can redeploy that enforcement asset to the border region and put a National Guard support person monitoring cameras, looking at fixed sites, and being better eyes and ears and support for the Border Patrol. I am absolutely supportive of the Border Patrol's mission. One of the things that comes up that people don't talk enough about, and I really wish the Border Patrol would do a better job of publicizing, is how many times they save immigrants that have come across the border. We did an analysis last month in March. We had roughly over 100 calls that came into our communications center requesting Border Patrol, or that ended up with us requesting Border Patrol support. Do you know that the vast percentage of those were migrants in the desert who were lost, who were calling us to call Border Patrol to come and rescue them?
Like you said, this is not the rhetoric you're hearing from most Republicans, and you are a Republican. Are you getting pushback from some of your constituents, from people who voted for you? Do you think that that this is a difficult political position to be in as a Republican in this country right now?
Well, I'm a Republican, but my task is not partisan. It's public safety. I think the people of this county elected me to provide good stewardship over public safety, not to be a partisan mouthpiece. I'm absolutely a proponent of securing the border, but I think there are thoughtful ways to do that. So, yeah, I get a lot of pushback. But I told my family when I got elected, I'm willing to lose an election. I'm not willing to lose me, or lose my ideals, or compromise my integrity for political expediency. I think too many politicians do that, too many elected officials, and I think people should expect more, especially of sheriffs who are entrusted with public safety in their respective counties.
All right. That's Pima County Sheriff Mark Napier. Sheriff, thank you so much for your time today.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.